getting away or getting amongst it. Time to catch up on Kennedy Malloy with the Holden Colorado. Now with 7 years free scheduled servicing across the 4x4 range, you're free to take on anything. Visit Holden.com for more details. Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Yes, hello, Australia. Welcome to the big Wednesday edition of Kennedy Malloy. Hello, Jane Louise Kennedy.
Hello, Mick.
No middle name.
Dusty.
Get one. I'll take
Malloy.
I'll take it.
Oh, yeah.
Hello, Dangerous Dave.
G'day.
We'll get to you in just a moment. Oh. Big show today. Who would have thought the biggest show in the land as we go to here today would be Kerry Ann's gone bonkers.
Really?
Yes,
I think
she
Kerry
has.
Ann's really saying it like it is. She's got a forum to do it, and it's live television,
wow.
So you can't stop cack.
We'll get to the bottom of that as we ask everyone out there to give them a mad ass
well,
spray.
Well, Kerry Ann's given a spray.
She's
why
given
aren't
a spray.
You?
Your chance to jump in. Water's fine. Do your worst.
We've also got $1,000 to give away thanks to Gemini Man.
Oh, I love that.
The movie starring Will Smith. So give us a call. You never know. You
who's
might
our special
winner.
Guest today? Do you know him? What's he like?
Rob
what's the cut of his jib?
Sitch.
What's he ever done?
Oh, I don't know.
Not enough housework, according to some.
Rob Sitch is in.
He is. We can't wait. Is it the last Utopia tonight?
It is
tonight?
The last episode of this series of Utopia
I'm
series
I'm going to ask
four.
Him when I'm on. Have you been paying attention again?
You're on this Sunday.
Monday.
Monday.
Right, settle down.
Monday.
Right. Jeez.
Okay. Jeez, see what we do for you?
We'll get to the bottom of that.
What's this Sex Panther dessert bar? What's that all about?
You've
hooked into this story.
No, I haven't.
Oh, yes. It's got your name written all over it.
I don't
it.
Know how it's crowbarred its way. Look at our producer, Jay, into the rundown.
Okay.
But no, it's a very funny clip from Anchorman. There must be a reason for playing it.
The Sex Panther dessert bar.
Well, yeah, it's like a...
Okay.
Odie Cologne?
Yeah,
is that the way to do it?
Paul Rudd is the actor. It's, in Anchorman.
Oh, yes, I know that movie.
Yeah, come on. It's a massive.
All right.
Do you know what? I reckon you'd be good in Sex Panther.
Yeah?
Yeah, you would.
I would be.
I'll play it to you. And
hey,
you
we've got a big. Cold Chisel have done a big announcement. We're going to further tell you all about that.
Yeah.
Well, could you? We saw the whole. Could you hype it up a bit?
Because they've announced it today.
Triple M done big announcement.
No, what I'm saying
that's what
is,
you did.
It's
you
been
just
a big
it
already today. It's
well,
not
what
like
is it?
It's not an exclusive.
We'll take your calls. We'll take your tweets. We'll get to the bottom of it. What is the announcement, Dave?
It's huge. They are back, Cold Chisel. They're back together this summer for the Blood Moon Tour across
a
Australia.
Show news, Joan.
Oh, who are you? Russell Crowe. Thanks very much for going me at my enthusiasm.
Mate,
I don't need you telling me.
You've got to talk it up.
I am talking it.
You've got to throw your weight behind it.
I'm teasing it. I'm teasing it because you've got to wait until I do it after the 5 o'clock news.
Okay.
You wait. So I'll be wetting my pants. I'll be so excited.
Well, I'll find a happy medium. Hey, big show today. It's going to be fun. Before we get started, just a big cheerio to everyone. Southern Queensland and northern New South Wales has more than 40 fires still burning, over 500 firefighters doing their best. If you live in the area, good luck to you. If you're in the surrounding areas, help out. Do what you can. Thoughts are with you.
Mm. So
especially,
dry in that part of the world.
That's right. Especially those in Rapville. And 30 houses are burned, and that's just tragic and awful. Yes, we are thinking of you.
We are indeed. Now, Dave, you had a birthday yesterday.
It was my son's birthday. We've got two teenagers in the family now. So my son turned 13 yesterday.
So that's it.
It's a bit sad.
It's like a clearing
house. I get melancholy in that.
Yeah, no more kids. That's what you're saying. Yeah, that's it.
Not on the temper. There could be a late arrival. What's the longest you reckon you could? You still in the hunt?
What do you mean?
I mean, the biggest break in having children.
It could still happen. It could still happen.
Technically,
everything could still happen.
Haven't had the snip, Dave?
No, I have not.
Would you like to?
No.
On air. It's an on-air promotion.
I'm not
prepared
to get...
It's an on-air promotion.
I've had the discussion before.
One lucky winner gets to snip, Dave's.
Well, it's a two-for-one offer. Maybe someone else, a winner, could have the snip as well.
That is not happening.
Well, why
do you need to do it?
Don't
worry.
Can we do this as a promotion?
No, I don't want to do it.
Why we give prize winners the snip? Come on. Some of the Triple M listeners I've seen would be doing a community service.
There's some law against it.
There's no instrument big enough.
Oh, no, there'll be some government law to say you're not allowed to encourage
that. We'll do them illegally. One backyard snip here at Triple M. Now, what did you give your son? So when it was your wife's dinner, you took her to Indian.
Because she loves Indian.
How did you splash out for?
We got a Ferguson Player meat pie.
I beg your pardon.
That's you mean like a family pie that you cut up? Yeah. I've had one of those for years.
What's wrong with
that? Did you put candles in it?
Oh, in the rainbow cake we did that we bought.
Rainbow cake.
So you got a meat pie and a rainbow cake.
He did. Could not be happier.
He's 13.
They pay you here, don't they? You're on a good wicket.
Mate, those Ferguson pies aren't cheap, by the way. It's about $12.95.
$12.95 to feed a family of four.
Jeez, on a special occasion.
I'd say that's going all right.
Well, okay, but I'm just saying, they're not cheap pies. They're good pies.
$4 a head's not...
Plus not a bad potato.
Then the disaster today at lunch.
Oh, my
which
God.
Which is on CCTV. Oh, you were angry. Footage. Can we post this, please?
Oh. I heard you were really, really angry.
What went arse over tit?
Because you were so hungry because you didn't finish. You only had a quarter of a pie last night. So you were starving.
And mash. And the rainbow cake. No, I went down to Coles. We've got a Coles supermarket just below the radio station here. And they've got a brand new area where you got
watch
all
your back in there.
Yeah, I know. It gets feral there quite a bit. But they had like on special, they had like beef stroganoff, which was normally $8. They had the discount price sticker is $5.95. So I thought, well, today must
for
be
for lunch?
Like, yeah, yeah.
You bought that.
So you spent a total of $20 on two meals in the last day and a half. Jesus.
So then I...
Yeah, what happened?
And so I read the instructions and there's a kitchen sort of near the Kennedy Oil office, the back one there. It's different to the normal kitchen there because there's a door.
Get to the point.
There's a security door.
That goes and shuts and opens and shuts all the time. It's quite terrifying.
I do know it.
Yeah, we all know how to walk in and out of the door, mate.
And it's not terrifying.
It is.
Just bring the drama down.
It is when you have hot beef stroganoff in your hand that I got...
You didn't put it into a bowl.
He got clobbered.
No, I had the actual plastic container. It was in.
He got clobbered by the door.
I did.
And he spilled it everywhere. And it's on CCTV. We've gone and reclaimed the CCTV footage.
It's embarrassing.
And it is an embarrassing middle-aged...
It's like someone spewed on the carpet.
It did look like spewed.
Yeah. And James, the assistant producer here, he was in within 10 seconds just with the camera. Are you okay? Oh, better get a photo of Dave on his hands and knees.
Why would you not be okay? Who knows what might have happened?
I might have had a dreadful fall, Phil Collins style, and gone everywhere.
Into beef stroganoff?
Well, I could have all over myself or something.
Death by stroganoff.
And it was on the carpet too.
It was everywhere. It's awful.
You get a carpet burn.
Thank you.
We've got a 312. That's a DJ covered in stroganoff.
Let's keep moving. We've got more important things to consider.
Let's get to Kerri-Anne Kenley.
Kerri-Anne's angry about protesters super gluing themselves.
As you mentioned at the start of the show, Cold Chisel are back together this summer for the Blood Moon Tour across Australia. Tickets go on sale
Monday. I'm so excited.
October 21. Coldchisel.com. Here it is.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Molloy.
And it's thanks to the Holden Colorado, which is now backed with 7 years free scheduled servicing across the 4x4 range. This is Kennedy Molloy.
It is indeed. And wow, what show is it? What's it called? Studio 10?
Studio 10.
Is it this morning? And Kerri-Anne's gone bonkers. And what's becoming a pattern of behaviour. She's done this on a couple of occasions.
Yeah.
Live TV, and that's one of the beauties. That's why radio's great, because we can say what we want as a rule.
Sure.
And Kerri-Anne has a forum now to be able to say whatever she wants to say.
Yeah.
And she did say so
Is inciting violence, is that okay?
So this is what she... Shall I just play what
play
she said
what
today?
Play what she said. This is in relation to the Extinction Rebellion protesters.
Personally, I'd leave them all super glued to wherever they do it, like forever till they get themselves the guy hanging from the Story Bridge. Why send emergency services to look after or get a moron down? Leave him there till he gets himself out. No emergency services should help them. Nobody should do anything. Leave him there and you just put little witches' hats around them and or use them as a speed bump.
So I think probably the line, use them as a speed bump, which sounds like a throwaway line, but some people were quite annoyed at Kerri-Anne for suggesting that you leave people super glued to the road. It's also a very convenient way to go to say, and I see this a lot in the letters page and the angry Twitter world is, but our emergency services, they should be attending to more important things.
Right. Yep.
Now, Channel 10 have actually had to, after a bit of...
I think she's gone too far. I consider Kerri-Anne to be a friend.
Yes,
and
as
someone
I
like, but I think there's I think for you there's a responsibility.
It's
on live TV, that means you need to be answerable for. Say, and inciting violence against someone legitimately protesting, whether it's it might be inconvenient for you, but...
A lot of people shared her view because they were inconvenienced. There are a lot of people distressed they couldn't get to funerals, work, hospitals, things like the city shut down, and they were very angry about it.
Right.
And I think Kerri-Ann was channeling and verbalising...
It's a pattern of behaviour with Kerri-Ann in recent weeks. I think this is not the first time she's been outspoken on an issue. It feels to me like she's auditioning for some kind of radio gig or something.
Well,
I don't think it does her well. I don't think
it's the real Kerri-Ann, to be honest. I really don't think Kerri-Ann. I think she's a kind.
Yeah.
I mean, those remarks aren't too far away from Alan Jones. Put a sock in it kind of stuff.
So if Alan Jones had have said that, there would have been
outrage, and probably his show would be picketed and everyone would do that.
And more advertisers would pull out.
Now, I say things like that and I get away with it. And you know why?
Why?
As my own legal team's told me, because you're an idiot and everyone knows you're an idiot.
Is that your excuse in court?
This was my excuse. My client is an idiot. I go to my lawyer. Can I object? No, sit down.
So you're saying if Kerri-Ann pleads, I'm an idiot, she will be exonerated?
No, it depends how the public perceives you. If the public perceives you to basically be a comedian or someone on a show who can say stupid things and bang the table and do whatever. However, if you want to be a serious broadcaster, which I don't.
Yes. It's a different thing.
It's a different thing. You're held to a higher level.
Kerri-Ann's in the kettle of fish, I would say, as a broadcaster and it's a semi-news program studio.
And a community elder, I would have thought. Is that a fair?
Well, Channel 10. I've been waiting for this.
What's their response?
Channel 10 publicity department mystifies me. I just don't know. This is what they've put out. This morning on Studio 10, Kerri-Ann Kennelly made comments regarding climate protesters that were said in jest. Before the show concluded, Sarah Harris reiterated the tone of her remarks, affirming that Kerri-Ann wasn't inciting violence. Kerri-Ann confirmed that she was indeed speaking in hyperbole. And her words were clearly a joke. Clearly. There was no intent to cause offence. Can we hear it again?
Yeah.
Let's hear the joke.
Personally, I'd leave them all super glued to wherever they do it, like forever, till they get themselves the guy hanging from the Story Bridge. Why send emergency services to look after or get a moron down? Leave him there till he gets himself out. No emergency services should help them. Nobody should do anything. Leave him there and you just put little witches' hats around them and try, or use them as a speed bump.
Yeah, I think one person was laughing. That was Joe.
That's Joe Hildebrand.
Joe Hildebrand. Nervous laughter, knowing, holy hell.
We're all like,
holy hell.
You can hear people pushing their chairs back from the table.
That is nervous laughter.
Oh, dear.
That is not hilarity because a comedian has just made an observation.
And would have been helped by someone immediately going, yeah, you know what? I think you've gone. If someone had have actually
stepped in.
Stepped in.
But I think this is what's happening. Those people on the show, they're in shock that Kerri-Ann's just gone, I don't care. I'm going to come right out and say what I think.
Yeah. Is it the same way, like, you know, old people ring up
radio stations?
Yeah.
Should she be ringing up radio stations? That's what she feels like.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
Hey, do you know what, though? Let's use this as a way of getting into it.
Okay, if you're outraged, if you want to have a rant or about something.
On our show, because you can say it. You can
have
say it on our show. Get it out of your system on our stupid show.
Within reason.
We'll put it to air.
All right, we'll see.
133353. We will open up our segment called Give Them a Spray after this.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy. Kennedy Malloy.
Are you ropeable?
You think I'm mad?
Not a happy camper.
Perhaps I am.
Had it up the pussy's bow.
Very angry indeed.
Fuming, livid, irate.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
And it's time to pick up the phone.
You've got to get mad.
Kennedy Malloy's Give Him a Spray.
Not happy, Jen.
Kennedy Malloy's or Kerri-Ann Kennelly's. It's in honour of her today.
Well, we better add Kerri-Ann to that.
She has put an absolute broadside out there.
She has put a beauty in.
Suggested violence against protesters. Could have gone too far.
She's only joking, Mick.
Okay. She's
only joshing, according to the Channel 10 statement.
Until someone goes and runs over a protester.
Susan.
We have had incidents in some cities where people have driven their car maniacally through... through malls and the like. Let's not put a suggestion on the table to the highly suggestible. We, however, will be mucking around down the shallow end of the pool, as is our want.
Go ahead. There's a beauty.
A spray to Racing New South Wales boss Peter Melandia. Now, you've got your Autumn Carnival.
Melbourne. We all love that. Everybody loves that.
It's brilliant.
Yeah.
Spring Carnival in Melbourne.
Yeah.
But they've got that. That's how it's been forever.
In Brisbane, there's different things.
In Brisbane, you've got the Magic Millions. You've got everything. The country, it's all sorted. It's been perfectly balanced for ages.
We're good.
Until Racing New South Wales decided to go and smash a few events into the Spring Carnival.
Well, they invented the Everest. Australia's richest horse race.
Which has been run twice by... You can't even name the horse, can you?
No, I can't.
No. No, it has. It's not. Is it Red Sonja or something, is it? Is it?
Don't know.
But see, it's because it's only 2 years old.
Because it's only 2 years old, and that horse has not won anything else of significance.
Right, okay. So it's a very fresh new. So you've got to have manners when you want to start up a big new.
Well, you don't crash a party and start reorganising the furniture. Anyway, let's have a listen to what Peter said today about moving the Melbourne Cup.
Toting Victorian racing, not alone national racing, and they're stuck on the first Tuesday in November, and good luck to them. That's been a tradition. But as I said, sometimes tradition could actually lead you to perish. I just think it doesn't work for all the race clubs down here the way it is at the moment, so close to the AFL Grand Final. You need to spread it out over a period of time.
Red Zell was the name of the horse, which, having won two Everests, is now, and nothing else, and no one could name it. It's now like one of the highest grossing horses in the world. Peter, it's been like that for a long time.
Well,
it doesn't matter whether
150 years, exactly.
It doesn't matter whether we come from New South Wales or Victoria. No. You agree on this?
People come from all of Australia.
It's a national day.
It's a national day. It's been celebrated forever. It's 150
years old. It's far enough away from the AFL Grand Final. Don't worry. There's plenty of time.
Don't see the issue, Peter! Hey, can we not leave racing for a minute? Everyone, can you get off Darren Weir's back? You jigger horse. I say to you.
It hasn't turned out well, though, has it?
Hasn't turned out well. But I put it to you, that's racing.
You based your character
that's
on.
Your sport of kings. Well, as someone who can speak about this.
Are you in the movies?
I don't know if you know this, Jane, but I was in a little film called Ride Like a Girl.
Well, Australia's number one movie.
Well, of course it is.
Congratulations.
Well done to you.
I think I have an unbroken record now.
Top grossing movies.
Top grossing Australian films.
Wow.
You
better let Marvel know that.
I would be a good superhero.
Oh, yeah? What would you do?
Yes, you would, actually.
Like the Hulk's dad, though, who's let himself go.
just sitting in a lounge chair.
Just a lounge chair.
With a beer.
What's your superpower,
though? And a pot belly.
Saying, I never wanted you to be a superhero.
Calm down, son. Calm down.
You're not being a superhero.
You can't go out like that. Your pants are split. Now, Darren Weir, okay, he's jigged a horse.
What's happened?
That's racing. I put it to you, that's down the shallow, mucking around down the shallow end of tricks open to trainers. Yes. And would have thought.
I do not approve of jigging a horse.
Not at all.
You jig a horse, you get a little tap on the.
I don't think it's a little tap. Get your jigger out now and do it on your arm.
I've got one in the studio.
Everybody knows this is what we gave each other for Valentine's Day.
Oh, Nick. That really hurt.
And now it smells of hair in the studio.
Burnt hair. Jeez. Rank.
Oh,
terrible.
And also, while we're on racing, someone please return the stolen Melbourne Cup?
A replica.
Yeah, but it's still worth a lot. Somebody stole a cup from a Diggers Rest Cafe. Give it back, you idiot.
Yeah, that's not
so good. Unimpressive.
Just look for an idiot with a bit
Who
of silverware.
Who cares? Don't steal stuff. What's that worth to you?
What are you going to do? Put that on your shelf
Everybody
at home?
Will know what it is.
Of course. You're not.
If you live with someone who's stolen the Melbourne Cup replica,
give it back. People deserve that.
Person?
It doesn't be on your mantelpiece.
Hey, look, let's go to some callers.
Eleanor. Eleanor, who do you want to give a spray?
I want to give a spray to all the, parents that come into the retail shops that don't listen to you and think they know what's best. When you've worked in the industry for multiple, years and you know what's best.
Give us an example,
Eleanor. You're keeping calm now, but tell us what happened.
Tell us what's...
Is this toys?
This isn't shoes. So, for example, I'll have someone come in and they'll be like, oh, mate, I want to put my, week-old baby in a pair of Nikes.
Okay. I was one of those mothers. I came in and I wanted my child at 6 months ago. I'd like a nice pair of shoes because my child's not walking. What's wrong with my child? And you, people like you, Eleanor, told me I wasn't allowed to.
Yeah, because it actually damages the child's development. Oh, it actually stops them from walking.
So while they're not good at running.
That's it. Get them a caliper and push them out. Tell them to get going. We're not here for a haircut.
Fair enough, Eleanor.
Hey, I'll tell you what we'll do. We got distracted there with all that jigger talk.
Yeah.
We've got some great calls lined up. Stay on the line. Give us a call, 133353. We'll keep doing this. Yeah, Give us a spray.
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Rob Sitch is going to join us in the second hour. Utopia. It's the season finale tonight.
Final ep.
Yeah, for the season.
Yes,
Can't wait to get to the bottom of that.
You know, you've had a
And we're in the middle of Give Him a Spray, by the way. We're asking you to ring up and haul off. Go mad. It's in honour of Kerri-Ann Kenley, who's gone bonkers this morning on Studio 10. Maybe it's old age. Maybe she's just...
Do you know, as a friend of yours...
I like her.
Kerri-Ann would
We play golf together.
I know. Oh, yeah. She wouldn't but be happy that
I think she went too
age.
Far today. I think she went too far today.
I think what happens is when Kerri-Ann thinks she's using old-fashioned expressions, saying... Oh, we'll just, you know, why don't we run over them with a speed hump or use them as speed humps? I don't know if that's an expression.
That old
expression.
That
people use.
Oh, that old classic?
Yeah. Or that.
I don't remember that. But I get what you're
saying. I don't
saying.
Know either.
I think she's splitting the atom between
she's
entertaining
angry.
And.
She thinks these protesters are idiots.
And a lot of people do.
Yes, so that's what she was. But it's the vernacular that perhaps
you
is not true.
Should be in that forum.
Just talking vernacular, we just want to reiterate that Darren Weir has been charged. And not found guilty. Yeah.
With
moment.
What?
Animal cruelty.
Oh, okay.
And all conspiracy right. offences. So we'll just leave it at that.
We'll leave it at that. Okay. Yeah. Hey, Paul's on the line. Paul.
How you going, folks?
Yeah, who do you want to give a spray to?
Inconsiderate road users, but mainly cyclists.
Hey, cyclists. It wasn't a while before. It wouldn't be long before this came up.
Give them a spray.
Give them a spray. Come on.
Riding on blind corners.
I'm with you. I don't like the two or three abreast stuff.
I don't see how it can be legal, to be honest.
I don't like the two or three abreast stuff. I also don't like the sitting around at cafes in your lycra afterwards.
Neither do I. You don't like it.
Onto a latte.
Because
there's
not many females on the bus, trust me.
Mate,
it's
you see men downstairs, you can do a stock take.
I'd
rather
not.
Looks like someone smuggled a couple of Maltesers into there.
Do you know what? And they're all just so happy with themselves. They've ridden such a long way. Yeah.
I'm
like,
sorry
so
for Lance
smug.
Armstrong, because... Who's one of the greatest athletes in the world, but he had one testicle.
That's
and
true.
And you go, if you are going to only have one testicle, it's just a shame they have to pop you in lycra. So it's
real underwhelming.
And you have to go to work with everyone going, here
See,
he
when
comes.
I think of Lance Armstrong.
One nut.
He's, one nut.
He's no Gerard Depardieu, according to that magazine I saw the other day.
I don't look down there.
Okay,
Lance Armstrong was pretty good looking.
For someone who bought it in the sealed section and whipped it open here the other day, I find it
I
very
had no
hard
idea.
For you to be defensive.
I had no idea
one.
It was going to be that prolific.
I would like to give a Women's Weekly a spray. Who was it?
New Weekly.
A
careful.
New weekly.
Women's Weekly would not
today.
Be doing that.
All right, Paul, we get it. Mark's on the line. Mark, who deserves a good old-fashioned spray in your eyes?
People who don't keep their bets, Mick Malloy.
You're referring to the toll haircut that Mick said he would get if Richmond won the grand final.
Mick, you have no credibility when it comes to bets. So in the future, if I was you, don't make any that you can't.
That's fighting words, Mark.
Yeah. Mark, you know what?
I'm worried for you.
I think that's a bit churlish. I think you're a bit churlish, and I don't think you quite understand the framework in which the
Mark,
bet
I'm
was
on
made.
Your side,
Shut
and
up,
you
Jane.
Are welching on your commitment.
Just do it, harden up.
You can talk the talk, but you can't walk.
Ooh, it's on.
This is the worst segment ever.
Thank you, Mark.
Good on you, Mark. All right, Ken.
Oh, Ken.
Ken's got a good one.
Oh, Ken, yes.
Ken,
tell
who
us,
do you want to give a spray
it.
To?
I want to give a spray to anyone who stands in groups around baggage carousels. It's very annoying.
While you're waiting for your get your baggage.
Yeah, Bucks Nights, all sorts of things. And I'd just like to say, you know, just get your bag, move away. Have the meeting away from the carousel.
They're not going to go anywhere. Yeah. The bags will be there. Everyone's come. You're not going to get away any faster than anybody else.
And stop wrapping them up like Chappelle Corby was innocent. That's still, people still say, by the way, 15th anniversary of Chappelle Corby.
Oh, no kidding.
On my list, by the way. 15 years ago, I fell in love with that woman.
What an unusual celebration to have.
But you know what I'm saying? You know who really annoys me the most? Mm. if we're doing airlines, is it's when the doors finally open and you've got to get your overhead baggage.
Oh, yes.
And everyone knows the responsibility. When it's your aisle's turn, you've got to go.
Go.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden there's a gap. There's a 16-metre gap because some idiot hasn't already got his
get
stuff
out. Get
out
of your chair.
Yeah.
I worked that out when, for the first time ever, I was in row 30.
Oh, yeah.
What was it like being down the back?
It's horrible. It's horrible.
Horror.
By the way, just on that baggage carousel, Ken, kids, parents who let their kids touch the rubber things and play near it, get your kids, control your children.
Good point.
I saw Toni Collette go around on a baggage carousel one day.
Toni Collette?
What do you mean?
She just sat on it.
Just cause.
And went round.
Wow.
Seemed to quite enjoy herself. Is it one of those things? Is it like a woman thing?
No.
Is it like a
washing
machine?
Never thought of doing it, because what else at the end? How far does do you plop down when you end up the other end?
I don't know what happens when you go through
like
the mud
Willy
flaps.
Wonka.
When you go through like, the mud flaps. All right, we'll keep moving. Ken, thank you. Mitchell, tell this story. Please don't swear. Tell it in the only way you can. Fire away. Give them a spray.
All right, so I was out front of Harvey Norman and come out, and there's a note on my car saying, learn how to effing park. And, well, he spelt effing wrong. So whoever you are a moron.
You
are just
got
a spray.
Okay, is that $1,000?
You won $1,000!
Hang on, are we giving you $1,000 and you didn't park right?
And you're a bad parker, yeah.
I was a good parker.
Yeah, the other guy can't spell.
Yeah.
You should put a note back on his saying, learn to effing spell.
Yeah.
Yeah, I reckon.
Well, now you can. With $1,000, you can go and buy a stash of stuff from Harvey Norman.
Yeah.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
Good on you. All thanks to Gemini Man, which is in cinemas right. October 10th. That's tomorrow, by the way, starring Will Smith. Jackie Lambie is going to join us right after this. Stick around.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Joining us now from our Tasmanian bureau is Senator Jackie Lambie on Kennedy Malloy.
Well, good afternoon, Jackie. It's great to
see
you.
Hello, and hello to the hottest man on earth.
Oh, Jackie, I'm disappointed.
That's twice I've said that to you, isn't it, mate? You're still not getting it here, and I'm still single.
I love it. You know you're on my list of women.
I covet.
So.
You are on a very esteemed list.
One day we'll be in the same place at the same time, Jackie.
You've got to get your planets aligning, Jackie.
Oh, promises, Mick. You know, you keep making these promises to me, baby, I tell you.
Before we get into it, I just want to also thank you and congratulate you on all the work you do on behalf of our servicemen and women. No, that's not the topic today, but I know a few of them and they are eternally grateful for everything you say and the representation you give them in Parliament, so thank you.
No, you're very welcome. I haven't even started to fire up on that yet properly.
Indeed.
So
well, you've been off a few lately,
mate.
Haven't you? You've fired up on a couple. Can I ask, you're back in Canberra at when do you head back to Canberra?
Yeah, I head back to the circus on Sunday, Mick. So, you know, that'll do my head in for a couple of weeks, and I'll have to come back to Tasmania and get some fresh, clean, green air.
Jackie, we're here to talk about a very important subject matter. It's World Mental Health Day.
Something personal to you, Jackie?
So it is personal for me. I think I've been fairly forward in what happened with me over the 10 years between 2000 and 2010, just after I was discharged from the armed forces. I struggled a lot. I had to fight Department of Veterans Affairs like many others out there. I had to do that for 7 or 8 years, and during that time I had to live on welfare. You know, I was on a lot of antipsychotics, a lot of antidepressants, a lot of painkillers, and towards the end there, just added in the alcohol just to bulk it right up, mate. So, you know, it was actually quite difficult. And by the time I'd done that and reduced myself to an empty human cell where there was absolutely nothing left, I just had nothing, and I just had no worth. I believed I didn't have any worth, and I was worthless. And in the end, I actually ended up walking out in front of a car. So, and there's many of others out there. They might walk out in a car. They might drive theirs into a power pole. They might overdose on their tablets. They might jump. You know, so I don't really actually think that we ever get the true picture of how many people actually do take their own lives. And when people just think, oh, okay, they've just done this, it must have been just an accident. So
Jackie, this is
a lot
incredibly,
of people out there with mental health.
Yeah. It's very brave of you to say this, because the stigma of mental health, which we've tried to eradicate over the years, I feel like we're getting somewhere. It's really important for people with some profile like yourself to come out and say that. So on behalf of Australia, we thank you for being brave, because it's a very important message that you're giving. What is the message you're giving specifically?
Yeah, I think for those people that are suffering out there, my heart goes out to you. But the best thing you can try and do is just get out of bed in the mornings, have your cup of tea or a cup of coffee, and try and deal with the day. And sometimes that's going to be one step forward and two steps backwards. And I know what it's like when you're in that situation. For many years, you push all your friends away, all your family away, and especially if you are a parent out there.
Jackie, did you have anybody you could talk to help you get through this?
Yeah, look, I was very lucky. During that period of time, I did have 500 or 600 hours of psychology and psychiatry. Yeah. But for me, the closest thing I had were my children. Mm-hmm. And of course, my youngest was my carer, and he was doing that from about 7 years of age.
Wow.
And we've all, same with Dylan. You know, he's had his own problems in the past. And, you know, that's why I sometimes say, you know, he was a great carer and all that, but I think he paid the price for
that. He grew up very quickly at a very young age.
He had to grow up very, very quickly. Put a lot of strain on him. Yeah. It did rob him of some of his childhood, you know. And I sometimes wonder if that's, you know, when he went down that dark road himself, whether you know, that had, you know, that must have contributed. Well, it must have done. I don't need to think whether I don't need to ask myself whether or not it did. I actually believe it did. So it is a lot out there for those young kids as well, to be living with parents with disabilities, especially mental health disabilities, and dealing with them. And I think sometimes they get forgotten as well.
Mm. Jackie, when you think about that lowest point in your life, and then you look at everything you've achieved since then, and that you're now a member of parliament, and you travel in Canberra, and you represent your local electorate. It's crazy. It's not the wrong word. It's incredible to think that may never have occurred, and you must feel very proud of what you've achieved.
Well, you should
since
feel
that,
proud
that moment in time.
Yeah, I think my biggest point is, you know, even if you think that you've lost everything in your life, and you know, you've fought black and blue for 10 years, that sometimes for whatever reason things turn around, and I guess if you look at that 10 years and then 9 years later and back into the Senate again, you know, you can turn your life around. But
and we got to see the real, also the real Jackie Lambie, which was a great insight when you went on. Believe it or not, when you go on I'm a Celebrity,
Good
get
Lord.
Me out of here. We really did get to see the real you, and I think that was really insightful. Did you enjoy that time?
Well, I'm supposed to say, yes, I loved it. Did, I mean, what do you think? You eat those crickets and all that crap that's
we
2 weeks old.
You.
Good luck with it.
What's worse, the jungle or Canberra?
Definitely the jungle. The Canberra's a walk in the breeze, and at least I don't have boulders coming at me in Canberra. You know, they're just like little flies you just flick away. So, you know, look, it was really good. It was. I think I needed that for my mental health, because I actually didn't know if I was going to win my seat back. I was really starting to feel the pinch then.
Hey, Jackie, the switchboard's melting down as we're speaking to you, with people wanting to call.
I wish I had that effect on men, for goodness sake. God almighty. I've got to spend more time on your radio station.
We saw you at the midwinter ball. Now, your dress was stunning.
I was with myself, Mick.
All right.
Yeah. And you had
Virginia. I had to stand there by myself.
Virginia Trioli had a dress that was $5,000. How much was your dress?
My dress was just under $300.
And you were belle of the ball, baby. Ooh. Absolutely.
Can we just take, we've got so many people who are ringing up to say it, to talk to you. We'll just take one. Luke, you're there. You wanted to talk to Jackie?
Yeah, I'm here, and I'm single and ready to mingle. So,
how has Jackie affected you?
No, look, I just wanted to call up and just say that over the past few years, obviously, hearing things in the media about you, Jackie, and as a politician, I wasn't too sure what to think about yourself and, the policies. But over the past probably year, you've really changed your mind, and obviously you've come out and told some pretty heartfelt stories about yourself. And for me, you've really changed your mind, and, you know, thank you for coming out, because from someone that suffers from mental illness, I really need people like you coming out and telling stories, because I know that I'm not alone, and it's a good thing that you're doing.
Good on you, Luke, for calling
out. He represents quite a few people who are calling in to thank you and wish you all the best. It's World Mental Health Week.
Thank you, Jackie.
You're welcome. And hey, guys, if there's anyone out there, find the courage. If you're not sure if someone's all right, find the courage to go and ask them if they are okay.
And lifeline number 131114.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Big second hour coming up. Roberto.
Robert, do you know what his middle name is?
Let me guess.
Rob.
Brian.
I'd say Eugene.
Robert.
Herbert.
Eugene.
Darren.
Herbert.
No.
Come with Herbert.
I don't know. I don't know what it is.
What?
I don't know what Rob's middle name
Buster.
Is.
Buster. Robert Buster.
No, I haven't got a clue.
Louis. Robert Louis Sitchinson. I don't know. Now we're just wasting time.
I forget what yours
is. He's in the building. I can see him.
All right.
He's coming up. Arrived.
And also we're going
look
to...
look him in the eye.
Sorry, I have to do this again. We're going to announce that Cold Chisel got a concert coming out and it's so exciting. I was being cool.
I'm not asking you to take your top off and storm the stage. You've just got to get excited.
You know
what?
You know I was being cool about it because Barnsley's a mate of mine. I was just being cool. You know, it's like a friend.
We were going to talk to Barnsley, but he's unwell.
Yeah,
the band are unavailable. But we've put together our own little tribute. Mm-hmm. That'll be coming up. Can I do a call out? We did this last week while we were in Noosa, but it worked well.
That's a good idea.
We would like callers from certain states.
Yeah.
Now, we're on now in different times. We like taking your calls.
Yeah, yeah.
So we would like you to register for GoFundMe.
Yep.
And
that's when you have a great idea.
Clown of the week. Yeah. Mm. Ring us, 133353. And you can even ring us now.
Or can you ring?
You can ring. You can get
social networking.
Facebook is really super easy to get us as well. So for our WA listeners and those in regional Western Australia, here's your chance to get involved.
What's the prize now for GoFundMe? Is it back to?
I don't know.
We can make $1,000 this week. Yeah,
it's $1,000.
Is it that random? And I just say, what's the prize? And you just say $1,000.
I'll just put my fingers in the till and say yes. You got
a
grand.
So it doesn't matter where you are in the country or what time it is in your particular.
Your idea will get through the keeper. Don't worry about that. Oh, yes. Now, speaking of daylight savings.
Yeah.
What? Now, I was worried, actually, because I knew you were coming back from Noosa, and I was worried that you would miss a flight.
Mm. I was going to miss a flight.
But
you know what I've done? It's daylight savings, and I refuse to wear my watch bag.
What
I've decided to do.
Who are you at war with?
I'm duking it out.
I'm going to
go the whole season.
What, four without or five months?
Without changing it back.
Oh,
so here's the.
So you're an hour behind now.
I am. That's right. So hour behind, but my phone automatically updated.
Yes.
Yeah.
So there, that's confusing. But my oven is still on my watch time.
Yeah. Well, that doesn't matter because you never use your oven.
But now my smart TV is on my phone time.
Oh my god.
So what time is it?
Why don't you just get them all synced in together? Then you'll always know what time.
Or,
it is.
Have you had weird cookies?
Why
tonight?
Don't I move to Brisbane? Till this all blows over. Sure. You know what I'm talking about.
Not really, but just wind
Peter's
your watch
Peter's on the
back.
Line. Have we got Peter on the line?
Yeah, hello, Peter.
Peter, you think you have an update on Rob's middle name?
Yes, I believe it's Ian.
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 Robert That's Ian. The first I've heard of it.
Jane's shaking her head. He said so in a podcast, apparently.
I believe he mentioned the podcast.
He's probably had it changed legally.
Yeah.
It's probably something he wants to keep private.
Prince also.
Now blown on air.
Well, welcome aboard. We'll get it out of him after this.
This is Kennedy Malloy. Strap yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Malloy.
You got that right, and it's going to be a rip-snorter. Jane, you have a big announcement to make.
About Cold Chisel.
About Cold Chisel, and you're really going to sell it.
Of course I'll sell it, because I love the chisels.
The decision may have already been announced.
That's all right, I'll make it even better.
Like it's the very first time.
Cold Chisel is Triple M and its associates.
It has been since I have been involved. With the House of M.
Mm. Hey, have you ever lost your car or left your car? You've been out and you just haven't gone back to get it because somebody very famous in the sporting world has done that.
Dusty.
Dusty.
Oh, was that a secret?
No, I was going to surprise
Dusty's
everybody.
Dusty's car's
I
still
said
at the
it.
MCG.
Oh,
anyway, it's Dusty Martin's car.
We'll get to the bottom of that. I've got in the wrong car and gone home. But
nobody's surprised
story.
At that.
We'll take your calls, we'll take your tweets, but let's start at the top with this bloke.
It's the season final of Utopia tonight, 9 p.m. on ABC.
We're going to have to call a by-election in a couple of weeks. Some sort of project we can announce. Have you got anything?
You can't just pluck an idea out of there and start digging.
Why not? It'll have to be costed feasibility studies. Not one of them's got a proper business case.
You don't need a business case. You just need a few bullet points and a press launch.
Every project in there requires massive plans. Do you have any idea how far away we are?
All right. Okay.
I'll come back this afternoon.
And we welcome back to the show director, producer, writer and star of Utopia, Rob Sitch.
Hello, Rob.
Hello, everybody.
Rob, are you suggesting in Utopia in that episode that governments might distract voters by suggesting they have big plans for big projects and they use big numbers and then it never comes to fruition in the end.
We might be doing that just once or twice.
Okay. Yeah.
Just in the lead up to an election. Sure. I tell you what, what a week you've had on Kennedy Malloy this week. I love Rebs Warren.
Oh,
and he said, and when he rang, he goes, Rebs Warren, he goes, hello, Mick. Hello, Jane.
I got goosebumps when he called me by my name.
But
we felt
so special too because he doesn't do
a
lot.
He doesn't do, no.
And there aren't many people who are the voice of their actual sport.
Yes.
And he's probably the same for swimming for me.
Yes, of course.
But you think of in sports, cycling, what's his name? Phil Liggett. I can't imagine anyone else doing that job.
But there was a sweetness and just a respect about him always.
He's unbelievable. And that was like when I did the Celebrity Grand Prix. I told you, and Daryl Eastley.
Daryl Eastley.
And I said, you've got to tape it, because Daryl Eastley's calling me.
He's going to mention your name.
And he's going, oh, here he comes, Rob Stitch. And Eddie McGuire, I think, is off to the side. Stitch. There he is, Stitchy.
When one of your heroes mentions your name, I toured a show, Robin Stilson Malloy, with Glenn Robbins and Jeff Stilson, and we were going up through Darwin at the time, and Jeff had to leave the show to do Letterman. And for some crazy, we'll have to find the audio.
Right.
But for some crazy deal, Jeff caught him to plug our shows at the Adelaide Fringe. He goes, hey, if you want to see Jeff tonight and you're living in Adelaide, Australia, you can see Jeff, Mick Malloy. Dave Letterman chill. Say,
that's
your name.
Nuts.
So you got goosebumps with Rabs Warren. Did you get chilled with Dylan Moran?
How did you find that? Did you listen to that?
I just got on a podcast. I'm just going to go back over it
we win on points?
Oh, not you. I've got the police tape around here. Jesus. Quickly, can I talk impulse purchases?
Sure.
Because I reckon it's been years before I've stood at a counter and made an impulse purchase. I bought a pen today that has a screwdriver, a Phillips head, and a normal screwdriver. And it has a spirit level and a
office. Yes, do you know what has happened?
Because that's what Shakespeare needed when he was writing all of his great plays. He needed a spirit level.
I thought it could be useful, but then I looked at the price, went $9.95. Jesus. And I remembered, it reminded me of two things. One, there's a scene in the castle that came from me. I used to read the old Trading Post, and my favourite column was the miscellaneous.
Yes.
And one day I said to Jane, hey, Jane, red telephone box, $600. And Jane goes, what would you want with a red telephone box? And I said, I don't know, but they wouldn't come up that often. And Santo changed it to jousting.
I was about to say, I think we know where jousting
and
poles
and we seriously nearly ended up with that in one of our houses.
I still regret not getting that. Yeah. They don't come
you
up that often.
Did you miss the Trading Post? It was an old-fashioned way.
In fact, I might eBay tonight. I might go really
tell you. Gumtree.
And
Gumtree.
The other one was when we were moving houses a few years back, and I found a piece of exercise equipment still underneath the bed. And Jane's gone, I bought it off.
Is that an impulse buy?
Off the telly. And I said, and what does it? It just had just two things. And she goes, what does it do? Oh, it's like for crunches or, but show me. And she,
no.
3 years later, after buying it, couldn't work out what
it was for.
I didn't know which way it went.
She can assemble a liquor cabinet and keep her eyes shut. She went away for a while, come back, and Jane shows you, hey,
what did you think?
What have you been doing while I've been gone?
What did you think of the cocktail trolley when you came home from being away?
Do you know when I was in America, they said I was watching a TV show, go, latest fad, drinks trolleys. And so I've walked back in and I've gone, of course we've fallen into that one.
Yes, indeed. Hey, can I ask you to hold that next thought? So I want to ask you about your recent trip and some of your pastimes, and then we'll get to Utopia. And have you been paying attention? When am I on?
How many breaks did Dylan Moran get?
When am I back on?
You're on this week, you clown. You better turn up and daylight saving.
Yeah.
Get your clock right.
What's one of your favourite songs, Rob?
Rob Sitch is with us.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
This is Kennedy Malloy with Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy.
Hello, Mick, and hello, Jane.
And Rob Sitch is with us as well. Utopia Raps. Season 4 finale tonight, 9 o'clock, ABC.
It was great to have on.
Hello, Mick. Hello, Jane.
So Daryl Eastlake called your name. I had Dave Letterman. Have you got that there?
Yeah, take a listen.
Our next guest is a very, very funny man, and he'll be performing, listen to this, with Australian comedy legends Glenn Robbins and also Mick Malloy. This will take place at the Adelaide Fringe Festival from February 19th through the 28th. So if business or pleasure takes you to Adelaide, drop drop in and see him. Should be a great show. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome back Jeff Stilson.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
Comedy incredible. Legend.
Yeah. Have we told the story about the late show cap?
Oh, so Michael Hirsch, who's been our executive producer.
Yes.
Don't forget, it was with me.
Hirschy.
Was with Jane.
Jane, and the story's not about you.
Yes, it is, actually.
Okay. Yeah.
And we were in the middle of the late show.
Welcome aboard, Rob. And put up with this.
Welcome to my world.
Michael Hirsch walking around with the late show cap on in New York. Dave Letterman's just left the, you know, doing the
from NBC. Our show, the late show.
Yeah, and he's just left and he hasn't named his new show. He walks. Michael walks up to Dave Letterman and goes, Dave Letterman, Michael Hirsch from Australia. I want you to have this. This is our show, The Late Show. I want you to have it. And literally, a month later, he names his show The Late Show.
And he hadn't had a name. And it was big news that he didn't have a name for the show. Next minute, it's called The Late Show in the same font.
In the same font?
Yes.
What? American typewriter.
Mm-hmm.
What was a bit of show? Dave Letterman on The Masked Singer. Are you striking me? are you involved?
And careful are you of your any, employer,
I know
Rob.
You have to be careful about revealing.
I tell you
if
what.
You
not
are.
Revealing. That Channel 10.
One of the things.
But he might be a Masked Singer.
I could be. Yeah. Is Wolf gone? Then I'm not. But one of the things I love watching it is that when they all getting towards the business end and they go, oh, who is it? Is it Cher? Is it Beyonce? Is it, I know it, it's Tina Turner. Yeah. And I'm going, you're lucky to get the yellow wiggle at the moment.
Lindsay Lohan said the other night, is it Whitney Houston?
Is it Whitney Houston?
No.
Are you on drugs?
No, she's dead.
Are you the real Lindsay Lohan?
The other
she
one that
took her mask off to
reveal. Oh, my God. Oh, you were really, though, you were getting really, like, frenzied.
You have a lot of patience with these type of shows.
Oh, do I ever.
And I keep it on at dinner time.
I got so angry, I switched to Love Island. And when I'm watching Love Island, one of the things I love about Love Island is the people is they're going, yeah, I'm just really thinking about my hopes and my dreams and what I really want to do. Well, what I really want to get off the banana lounge. They're on banana lounges talking about what they want, how they want to spend their life. Stop getting the tough stamps on your
sleeve. Only one Love Island for me, and it's called Great Keppel. And
it's the good old days.
It's Mystique. Don't you ever mention Mystique again. Hey, have you been on a trip? You been over here on a holiday?
You're not allowed to call it a holiday.
No, well, Mick and I both play golf, but I was just actually, this is apropos of yesterday. You guys are involved with Red Dust.
Yes, indeed.
I played in their golf day annual, and I ran into a well-known footballer, and we share this love of fly fishing. And I go, he goes, I went up on the weekend. He said, I'll show you a photo. And it was an 8-foot tiger snake that came at him while he was in the river, raised out of the water, ready to
while
strike.
While he was in the river?
Oh, yeah. And I'm going, and then I saw Glenn Robbins, and I go, and we started talking. Did you hear about that 3.5 meter white pointer that took the surfer off?
That's right.
And I'm going, and you and I share a golf course.
That's right.
That has, if they're not mountain grey kangaroos, there's the same height as
they're
it.
The same height,
and
as
they stare at you like you come near
you
that
doing?
Ball.
Hey.
Oh, they're what's not the pleasant.
And
they're
I just realised every one of my pastimes I could die
from. I was voted at my golf club. I was voted member most likely to be bitten by a tiger snake because I spend so much time
in the bush
rummaging around. It's crazy, isn't it?
It's
because
crazy.
You go on the hottest day in the middle of the day when you're out enjoying good. Mm. You go, I've just hit my a little white thing into the bushes, knee-high grass. I might just wander in there and have a look for my ball.
Instead, one of the 10 deadliest snakes in the world is waiting for it. And we're in shorts. But when I was in
at
America.
At least you're around people when you're going to be bitten.
Not
you
reliable
need,
people. But I was in America and we were playing in the mountains of West Virginia and in this crazy course and walking around and these guys were walking around checking their ankles. And I'm going, guys,
what are you doing?
I mean, the snakes over here, they're like pets.
Is that
they
a leech?
No.
What
go,
was it?
They go, ticks. And I go, what do you mean ticks?
Oh, boo-hoo.
Oh, you don't want to get Lyme disease.
Is it
bad?
Really?
Yeah. Bad, Lyme disease is bad.
Do you know there's a golf club in Victoria where I hit my ball in the bushes and there was a sign saying, caution, quicksand. And I've never seen that on a golf course.
I've only ever seen that in Gilligan's Island.
Hey, speaking of iconic TV, Utopia, tonight, last the final day. Episode. Mm. Wow.
What do you discuss tonight? Is what there is any...
We discussed the Future Fund.
I saw the clip of the Future Fund. It makes me laugh.
But I was just reminded, but James came in. He said, did you see the story about the French submarines that they accidentally put out a tweet of the plans for the... Which was in one of our episodes.
It was.
The very first Utopia series we ever did, we had to go on Location Scout.
Yes.
And we found an architecture firm that was subleasing a floor.
Yes.
And that was the floor that we ended up shooting it in. And we walked around and Santo and I were taking photos and click, click, click. And this lady looked at us, go, what? She came over and goes, would you mind deleting those photos? And we said, why? Because, you know, the plans on the wall, they were for the Bow and Maximum Security Prison.
It's nuts. They'll come in handy one day. It's my amazing goodness. What you remember from Utopia, but I can't drive past a bit of freeway art without ever being taken straight back. Congratulations on another great series.
Thanks, James. Thanks, Mick.
Oh, thanks.
And well, good for you. And have you been paying attention? Is this?
You're on it.
I believe. I had had the word probation.
And can we quickly confirm your middle name? In fact, Peter was correct, wasn't he? Your middle name,
Chester.
Chester.
It's very old-fashioned.
Weary. That'd be a good one for
you. Rob Weary.
Rob Weary. I like that one.
All right.
Change that by default.
Thanks for swinging by Utopia tonight.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Molloy.
They were the kings of Aussie pub rock in the 70s and 80s. Five blokes out of Adelaide with over 7 million albums sold and hits that are certified Australian classics. Just announced, Cold Chisel return, playing a run of outdoor summer shows December through to February on their Blood Moon Tour, presented by Triple M and Max. Catch them in Fremantle, Busselton, Adelaide, the Hunter Valley, Tamworth, Sydney, Wollongong and Canberra, plus a day on the green at Rutherglen, Yarra Valley, Geelong, Orange and Mount Cotton. Supported along the way by some of the country's finest, including Paul Kelly, Hoodoo Gurus, Birds of Tokyo, Jebediah and many more. Tickets on sale October 21. Head to coldchisel.com for show and ticket details.
Ah, mighty Cold Chisel are back, guys.
Is that good news
That's
or what?
Awesome. I cannot believe it. I'm so excited. Seriously, the Blood Moon 2022. Yeah. I think I'm probably going to go about 10 of those concerts.
I will do. It takes me back to, as I said, the first time I ever saw the Chisels was at the Pier Hotel in Frankston. It would have been circa 1982. I would have snuck in underaged and watched them tear at a new one. Those were the days.
They were the days.
Were just unbelievable.
Saw them myself and my girlfriends. We didn't have enough tickets. We found spare on the ground outside Festival Hall. Two free tickets. Bang. We're there to watch Jimmy spray vodka all over us. Really? Which was great. We wanted
that.
He didn't
waste a lot of vodka in those days. It was in that era, there was just this sweet spot of Australian pub rock where you had
Cold Chisel,
Australian
the
Crawl, The Flowers, Models.
Real
it
sweet
was
spot.
Just
wasn't it?
Off the charts.
When you say it like that.
Midnight Oil. Yeah. And then.
And lucky we play all that music on top.
We do.
But there was no one bigger. There's no more excitement than when Cold Chisel came to town. Yeah. Had albums like Circus Animals, like East, and like Shipping Steel, still hold up today.
Yeah.
Like
can I say something that I think I've just realised too as I look at this and the memories I have of Cold Chisel? As many girls have been into Chisel as guys,
absolutely.
So it wasn't like a guy's band.
Not at all.
That. So many chicks I know love it.
Beautiful
so,
songwriting. We got Chad on the line. Chad.
You got yours, the tickets, buddy.
Well done, mate.
Oh, you guys are legends. Thank you.
Right, you're going to have a good night. Who are you going to take? The missus, the mate? What's happening?
I'll take the missus, baby, but I'm sure there'll be a mate I can find.
You take your wife. You take your wife. You'll have a night to remember for the rest of your life. Have you seen the boys go around before?
No, I missed the cop scene because when I was 18 or so, they just sort of finished up.
Yeah. But you've always loved them and listened to them on their M's.
Yeah, they're the best.
Yeah, awesome. Go out, I tell you what, to warm up, go and get their Lime album. Is it Shipping Steel?
Shipping Steel, Double Live. Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Oh, mate,
there's some stuff on that. Star Hotel, all your favourites. That'll put you in the mood before you even get there. Going to be a ripper. Well done, Chad. Take the tickets. Have a good night.
Good on you, matey.
Thanks, guys.
All the details, coldchisel.com for the tour. It's the Blood Moon Tour across Australia. It's
Phones went Burko, Jane.
Oh, well,
they
naturally.
Are completely nuts.
Who wouldn't want to go?
There should be a statue of Cold Chisel out the front of Triple M because they pretty much, this house was built
on,
that's true.
On their songs.
That's
hey, changing gears now, and you may well remember, Jane, that not that long ago, the greatest football club in Australia, in Australasia, in the Southern Hemisphere.
In your opinion?
Going around.
In your opinion?
The Richmond Football Club won
they did.
Another premiership.
You were very happy.
Second in 3 years. And, of course, our spiritual, the our favourite player, almost universally, the one we love, the one other teams wish that he played for them, is Dustin Martin, one of the great charismatic figures on and off the field. I laughed today when I learned that Dustin Martin's car is still parked at the MCG.
How long ago was the
after Premiership glory? Well,
it nearly
two weeks ago.
Yeah.
So he's obviously had a couple after the game, as you would.
Oh, yeah, you reckon?
He's gone, you know what, I'll just go out to the club function, I'll get it when I'm better.
And then after that, I'll just get it tomorrow.
Guess where he is?
Where?
Vegas.
Yeah.
Is he?
He's in Vegas.
That's where Dusty needs to be. I'd be disappointed if he said he wasn't
exactly
anywhere else.
Right. Going hard, I hope. 133353, give us a call. have you ever, it's the longest you've ever left your car somewhere. Have you not been able to find your car somewhere?
Correct.
Have you done this?
Oh, look, I just still stress about going with my friends. We all went to see Simon Garfunkel. So it's obviously a long time ago.
Simon Garfunkel.
Well, strap yourself in.
Oh, that's a bad place to leave your car. People will work out.
How
Jane must have
you?
Gone to the Simon and Garfunkel
beg
concert.
Your pardon?
Sound of silence.
What kind of car was it? Like some kind of a...
I'm not going to be dissed about seeing Simon Garfunkel.
This is Robinson.
Well,
what do they do? Bridge over troubled waters? Was
yes.
That when you decided
I cried. It was beautiful.
The boxer.
Boys came with us too. It wasn't just chicks.
Stop it.
I think you don't tell me you don't like Simon Garfunkel.
What happened to your car?
We couldn't find it.
What?
Not just for 5 minutes, for about 5 hours.
5 hours?
Oh, no.
And was there
going
a reason?
Mad or did you... Because there were so many people in the car park. And we just started crying.
Did you?
Yeah, you know, you're about 20 years old and life's just all about you. And you just go, oh, my life's miserable. And you just sit down on the ground.
I saw some guys. I was drinking with these guys in a pub once. Mm. And they were still in their tradie gear.
Mm. Yeah.
And they'd had too much to drink. And they had their keys on the counter. And I said, guys, you're not gonna drive your car home, are you? And they go, no. And they make a call.
Mm-hmm.
Their mate turns up in a tow truck and puts their car onto the back of the tow truck, and they get in the car and he drives it home.
That's
clever.
That's
everyone needs a mate with a tow truck.
Why isn't there Uber tow truck?
That's a great idea.
Isn't that fantastic?
Hey, that's a
that'd be a good
There's
service.
A reminder for Mick's GoFundMe.
Absolutely.
GoFundMe, a tow truck
genius.
Service that picks up.
Yeah.
So I mentioned that. If you want to get ahead, we'll take your GoFundMes, send them in. Facebook, they'll be right. Hey, Paul's on the line. Paul, have you lost your car?
Oh, how you going, Mick?
Good, mate.
Sounds like you would lose your car.
Where'd you lose your car?
Yeah, don't go fishing with me, eh?
Fishing? Why? What happened?
Yeah, go to launch the boat. My mate's boat, he's on the boat. Yeah, all right, I'll go and launch it. And he said, take that little strap off. As I go to take that strap off, boat's gone.
Oh.
Bam, the door's left open, wiped me out, I'm on my arse, and there goes me Ranger, straight into the river.
Oh, no.
Oh, that's terrible.
Now, where are you calling from, Paul?
Brisbane,
mate. You're from Brisbane. Give him a prize pack.
Yeah, prize pack coming your way, and cinema tickets as well to go see Gemini Man in cinemas tomorrow.
Where are we?
Tickets?
No, mate. I don't think
we do. You have to listen in. We'll see what we can do.
I'm being waved off,
but
I'll see what I can do. You got tickets to the cinema. I'd give you tickets to the drive-in, but well, you clearly don't have a car. Thanks, Paul.
Can we go to Ken?
Yeah, let's go to Ken.
Yeah, I'm an interstate truck driver, and I had my car parked inside where everyone parked their cars.
Yeah.
And, about 3 weeks are gone, and I come back and went inside to hop in the car, and the car wasn't parked where I left it.
Yep.
So I wandered around a little bit, still couldn't find it, and I rang the boss up saying, oh, someone's pinched me car. And he says, I saw it in there. I turned all the lights on, and they picked me car up and put it on top of the office with a forklift.
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, mate.
Okay, we're going to quickly run through some calls. Quickly, Oliver, where do you leave your car?
I drove to a bush stoof underneath the Westgate Bridge, and I was partying away at the bush stoof, and I lost my keys. And I couldn't get into my car at all, and it got towed away a week later.
Well, you should strap yourself to the undercarriage like Max Cady. Well done, Oliver. And just quickly, Wendy, where'd you leave your car?
Hi, Mick and Jane, I'm in Newcastle.
Hey, good to hear from you.
So we're out on a night at a Mexican restaurant drinking jugs of margaritas.
As you do.
I parked my car in the Warners Bay car park and didn't see a sign anywhere. got back there about lunchtime the next day to pick it up, and it's surrounded by masked people. And I've just wanted to drive off and leave it there.
Oh, my God.
No way, I'll go get it. So we dived in there and driven through everyone. Excuse me, beep, beep, beep. Bright red Mazda on its way out.
All right. Great story. Cinema tickets for you to go see Gemini indeed. Man as well.
We've got so many good calls we can't get to.
Thank you, everyone.
Well, we'll try and split them in. Maybe at the end of the show we'll go out with this because I identify with
it's funny.
Dublin Airport.
Losing right, standby.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
It is thanks to the Holden Colorado, which is now backed with a 7-year free scheduled servicing across the 4x4 range.
You probably won't need it, known the high standards that the Colorado keeps. I was just thinking about Dusty, you know. He probably wouldn't have left his car MCG if it was a Holden
Colorado.
Well,
you
Colorado.
Wouldn't want to. Well, you'd
leave it there because people would be
safe.
Oh, be
people
over
would
it.
Coming by. And
they would stand afar and ogle as we did yesterday. Yeah. We saw one of these magnificent vehicles yesterday.
Well, you could put it in the museum like Farlap, a Holden Colorado, and charge ticket prices so people could come. Yeah. It deserves to be turning on one of those dioceses.
Yes.
Yes, well, that's true.
I love it. I love everything about it. I'm not the only one, though, because there's a whole family of Colorado owners out there. Holden Colorado owners, we need to get to the bottom of. Brendan is today's owner. How are you, Brendan?
Thanks, Mick.
Where'd you get your Holden Colorado, mate?
Oh, I got it in Melbourne.
You got it in Melbourne. Where have you taken it so far?
Well, we've been up to the Big Red Bash.
Oh, I wanted to go there.
It was fantastic. Good concert.
It was good concert.
I was up there for my wife's 50th birthday.
Yeah, and she would have loved it. So she's up the front. In the cabin. Yeah.
Or is she driving Brendan?
Like Queen Elizabeth.
Yes.
Or driving.
Oh, yeah, no, she's chauffeur-driven.
She's chauffeur-driven. And who's in the back?
Two kids.
And what are you towing?
I'm towing an MDC caravan with it.
Of course you are. And the world is now your oyster.
My family holiday dream is to do that. And I said yesterday I want to go to Birdsville, didn't I?
You did
in one
indeed.
Of these babies. Have you always had a Colorado in the family?
Yeah. Yeah, there's five other Colorados.
Wow. You're joking.
Hang on. You've got five Colorado owners in the family. You know what you could do? You could do formation driving like roulettes.
Yeah, that's true.
From sale.
Like the Holden dealer team.
Like the Holden dealer team.
What do you do for a crust, Brendan?
This is fantastic.
I'm a plumber.
Well, good comes in handy. And, I saw that beautiful ute truck, the back of it, where it comes out and opens up.
Yeah.
And very safe for all your tools and everything, I imagine.
Oh, yes, it is very safe.
What a magnificent piece of automated machinery. Five Colorado owners in the family. Towed a caravan to the Big Red Bash. That's what we're talking about. Could be you.
Tough, trusted and proven.
Well done,
the Holden Colorado people.
Get your prize as well, Brendan, for being a Colorado owner. Thank you, mate. And all the details, holden.com.au. Thanks to Holden and the Colorado. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Well done.
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Jane Kennedy, Mick Malloy.
Hello, Mick, and hello, Jane.
This is Kennedy Malloy. Just about done for the day, too. Been a great show, by the way.
It has been a great show, and big news with Cold Chisel. Listen to this station, find out where they are, get on board. We've got more tickets to give away.
We'll be giving away more tickets,
Dave, you've blown up our Instagram site. We've put up the CCTV footage of you dropping your beef stroganoff.
It's so embarrassing. And rice everywhere.
And rice.
So you didn't get a bite of it at all.
Did not get one piece.
And chuckling a wobbly, chucking a bit of a wobbly.
Oh, because the door.
And then you know what I understand. Someone here on our team offered to buy you a lunch and you've cracked it again and gone, I'm not a student. I don't need handouts.
Yeah, I'm not charity. I'll go down and
we
buy
heard,
myself.
We heard you're a bit snippety and a bit cranky.
Snippety.
Oh,
I've got some lettuce for you. I've got some spinach for you. It's like, I'm fine, guys.
People
I'll go down and get myself some.
People trying to be nice and kind.
I appreciate that.
You sound very damaged. Are you all right?
Upset about it because I was ready to eat
it. You look like a lost, hopeless case.
Boys and
people
food,
went to help
can I tell you, when they don't get their food.
I was three steps away from eating it. That's how close I was. It was warm. It was ready to go.
But it's
I was
funny.
Celebrating. I was
Adrian
about
O'Brien
it.
From Instagram says, clown of the week right there. Peter J. Hansen needs to beef up security. Damien Bramwich, who's the nuffy in the black T-shirt? Oh, that's James.
That's James, who just came and thought, I'll take a photo. Well, no, I'm fine, thanks, mate.
But, I think he's the one who got told off, didn't he?
He was one of them.
Did you apologise? Yeah.
Be kind to everyone. Be kind to one another, as Ellen
team
would
meeting.
Say.
Merrick Watts tomorrow, Paul Kalisha
I'll go
as
down
well.
The food court.
Get us something.
Another Kennedy Malloy adventure is complete. And with the Holden Colorado, every day is an adventure. Now with 7 years free scheduled servicing across the 4x4 range, you're free to take on anything. Visit holden.com for more details.